To order, requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied in that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall, stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can I have a roll call, please?
Leva?
Here.
McDonald?
Here.
Thompson?
Here.
Higgins?
48, I'm in here.
Conray?
Here.
Jones?
Here.
First up, we have our minutes of April 15th and May 6th.
Make a motion to approve.
Thank you. Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the minutes? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
I abstain on the May 6th.
Okay. And I abstain on April 15th.
We have some correspondence.
In motion, receive and file.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on the correspondence?
Do we go to the Streets Committee? Okay.
We don't need handicap spaces to go to streets, do we? Could just be a manager's?
That's got to be an ordinance.
It has to be done by ordinance.
Okay.
And
yeah,
the Streets Committee was reviewing this, correct?
Yes. Is there a curb there?
No.
That's what I thought.
One side there is.
Yeah,
on
but
this
is
side
all
of the street.
On, yeah. Is, how do we do that on a non-curved street? Just blue lines?
No.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And a sign.
And a sign.
Okay, so we'll receive and file and refer to the Streets Committee for recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, at this point, I'll open up the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, statements, testimony from guests.
Okay, at this point, I'll make a motion to close the audience portion.
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? We have no ordinances. We do have reports, though.
Make a motion to receive and file the reports.
I second.
Any discussion on any of the reports?
The manager wanted to tell the good news from last week's report about the CPW. So they saved the borough approximately $60,000. Make it known for record. That was good.
Excellent.
You want me to read it or do you want to explain it?
Well, several years ago, the state mandated that all of our DPW vehicles be retrofitted with, I'm not going to have the right terminology, but exhaust systems that would pass state standards as they are today. So it was state mandated, but it was not state pay, but there was a grant program at that time, and this actually began under, I believe it was Manager Corica. That's how long it's taken us to get through the red tape to finally get all of our trucks retrofitted with the right exhaust, all paid by the state of New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And municipalities that did not do it or did not comply will have to pay for it themselves.
Right. That's awesome.
How often do these get checked?
These are checked annually. We submit a report to the state annually that says trucks are retrofitted and here's... They actually provided us with a machine that gives a printout, and that's what we send to the state on an annual basis.
Basically an emissions test, correct?
Correct.
Yeah.
You can go down. I think Councilman Torres was at the shop. You saw the machine, right?
I did, and I think everyone is retrofitted, and one was in the process that particular week to get done, so yes.
And the only other comment on the reports, I just also wanted to extend a thank you to Kirk Klaffelder because I appreciate getting that kind of report.
Actually, I had asked him to start providing us with a report.
Yeah, so thanks. I noticed it right away. So.
Okay, any other discussions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have no old business.
Well, I would like to...
Oh, yes, we do.
Yeah.
The
Streets Committee met, we got a list of the cost for the six or seven streets in the town, that we wanted to get done, but because of the cost and what we budgeted, we came up with a list that, because we have the grant for North Lincoln, and we're going to do North Lincoln, actually, the total amount was over $200,000, and we know we're going to put $100,000 away. So, the Streets Committee's recommendation, and I'd like to have a vote on this, is to do North Lincoln because of the grant.
Right, so you'd have to, because North Lincoln's more than a grant amount, so that's...
So that's why we looked at how we're going to get the other $20,000. So, Humans Avenue East, Taylor Street, and Green Street.
Is Taylor Street, is that the entire length of it?
That's from, is that from Stewart Street?
Or just in front of the school?
Taylor Street, yeah, no, the whole, all of Taylor Street.
Okay.
It's only, it's four, right?
Four.
That's all they can do.
Within the money that we have.
What was the last one?
It was North Lincoln, Humans East, Taylor, and Green Street.
Now, do you have any money left over to make it a better job, you know, as far as like curbing any of them, or...
No.
Drainage?
All right, listen, Taylor Street, I'm gonna round these up. Taylor Street is $20,000. Green Street's roughly $21,000, so that's $41,000. Humans is $40,000, that's $80,000, and we need the other $20,000 for North Lincoln. We might actually be in the hole a little bit.
Okay. First of all, I'll make a motion, and if you want to make a motion, for the paving of these four roads. They were on the original list.
Yes.
Anyway, you just had to cut off
right.
The other streets.
Now, the other streets that we cut off, the Warren...
Well, hold on, Dave. There's some motions. Is there a second?
Sure, second.
Okay. Good, go ahead. Just wanted to get that out of the way.
Does it go ahead?
Well, discussion. Go ahead.
Okay.
You have the motion and the second?
Okay, yeah, the discussion. The streets that are left are Warren, Davis, Presidential Drive, and Flower Avenue. So we'll look at those for next year.
And Sunrise.
The Streets Committee will look at that next year. Whoever's on the Streets Committee.
Yeah, so that was my next part of my discussion. Can you give like a formal like plan, you know, so that...
Well, here's the
just
thing.
Just so that some of these streets that I've been requesting for years aren't overlooked when I'm done. So I know they're not
going to
be forgotten.
We have a cost of what these other streets are going to cost,
mm-hmm.
and they're relatively, well, Flower Avenue being at $80,000,
yeah.
just to do Flower Avenue alone.
Is there going to be, I'm sorry to interrupt, for Flower Avenue, because it is a thoroughfare street, and there's major repairs needed, are there going to be some temporary repairs made at least to some of that? Because there's potholes still all over,
Well, I'm sure there will be.
Okay.
But, see, this is going to be used then next year for budgeting purposes, too. Like, last year, we put over $200,000 in the capital improvements. So that's how we could do 7, 8, 10 streets, whatever it was that we did. We only put 110, I think, this year.
Right, because we had to buy the other equipment.
So, I mean, we cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
But we have a cost for those streets. I know that it's going to go up for next year,
but at least
we'll be able to work
with
them.
Can you include that in the minutes, 15?
Yeah.
So
what are those other questions? Give us Warren Davis for that.
All right. Flower Avenue is $78,000 and some change.
Okay.
Presidential is $46,000 and some change. That's $130,000 right there. Davis is $7,000, and Warren Street is another $8,500.
But it only depends on the price of wood.
Right, next year. But that'll be, and who knows, there might be roads that get worn out in between there, you know, through the winter.
Yeah, like, I think there almost needs to be another plan to maintain...
We need a five-year plan.
Maintain some of these other roads that are falling apart, and it's going to cost a fortune to do the right fix, because
right.
they're not being maintained. We need some kind of maintenance plan.
I had a plan that I discussed with Christine earlier that I was going to bring up later on. Probably should let this road go through, bring up later.
Sure, you can bring it up in our council room.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, any other discussion? Let's do a roll call on this one.
Leva?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Hagan?
Yes.
Connery?
All right, that brings us to new business. How about if we do resolutions 103 through 106 all together?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on any of those? Let's do a roll call on those, please. We don't have money in them.
Hagan?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Vouchers.
Make a motion to pay the bills.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on any of the bills? Hearing none. Roll call, please.
Hagan?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Gleba?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Connery?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay. Did we give you anything to do this week?
You did not, but
yes.
I have something I can report on. You all received a copy of the annual audit, correct, in
yes,
your
sir.
Boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Natasha will be accepting the audit at the next report or at the next council meeting. Natasha will be here. Would you like Tom Ferry in attendance as well?
Sure.
Tax bills will be mailed out next week. You all saw that, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Janine, I'm working on that chart.
I was going to mention it on the council remarks. Yeah, thanks for it.
Okay.
I can get my notes. You saw the notes from our discussion? Remember we talked about it? We got to add that.
I added a whole bunch of stuff. I'll forward you my draft tomorrow. And I just wanted to let you know that I did meet with the EPA this week regarding the Superfund site, that they're going to be putting that building on the Park Avenue Apartments for the water filtering system. They will actually be attending the second meeting in September of the governing body just to give council an overview of what's going on and what's been happening. I know they did present in front of the planning board.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be here in September. That's all I have.
Okay. That brings us to council remarks. Since I know Mr. Jones is chomping at the bit, I'll let you go first.
Okay, let's go start with the street thing. Like I said, I spoke to Christine about this, and the shape that the streets are in and what needs to be done now and in the future. We thought about the possibility of doing a bond, put a question on the ballot for the taxpayers, to come up with a figure for a bond to do the streets and go from that point. We would have to get an estimate on a more up-to-date estimate on the streets that are really in bad shape now, and possibly what might be for the future, to come up with a dollar figure for the bond. That's something that...
We don't have a lot of time to do that for this year.
We probably have to do it for next year.
What's the cutoff date to get something on, like August 10th
or
something?
That it all depends. If it was brought forward by a resident, it would be August. But the governing body, I think, we have until at least September until those
30 days before.
Right, ballots are starting to start to get printed.
Okay.
But there's always the question of whether the bond is binding or not. That's something that Leslie and I would have, or the question on the ballot would be binding or not. We would have to look into that. Number one. Number two, keep in mind that any bond ordinance then has to come before the governing body to be voted on. So
right.
That's the other step.
But I think, too, it also would have to be, you know, very specific with exactly what work is going to be done. And if you borrow money,
we would
do it totally the right way and include
the outfit that just came up with the dollar figures for these streets here, I'm assuming, is a reputable firm you've used before. And they could give us a good idea as to what the cost would be. So you come up with a dollar figure.
Well, the engineer could give us
money,
that.
Do the curbing and everything, the whole project.
Yeah, if you're going to do all that, you're getting into a lot of money there.
Right.
You're getting $1 million for a couple of hundred yards.
I just want to make one
like
statement
Grand
about
Avenue
the bond.
$1 million to just do Grand Avenue. Or
yeah.
We've already, over the years, tried to not bond out for anything, really. I do realize that now, particularly, bond rates are, you know, kind of attractive. And of course, our rating, of course, went up, so our availability to get a bond would be there. However,
I
want
to
see
if we get all the information. We get all the information together.
I'm just trying to say that I just don't think at this time is a good idea.
We get all the information together and put it to the voters to see how they feel about it.
Absolutely,
you can. That's certainly what
you know.
I would rather double the amount we put in the capital improvements to do that and do another 7 years.
Yeah, but Dave, you got these three or four that you're doing this year. You got another five or six on the list that should be done this year. Mm-hmm. Next year, you're going to have more streets added to that list also. So it's a never-ending cycle that you're never going to catch up on. I don't think. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I don't necessarily disagree with anything that you're saying there, but, you know, we've... One of the things that got us into the big financial difficulties we had was the amount of debt we had.
Okay.
Now, if we're talking about, you know, maybe borrowing $1 million to do these things, you know, we'd cut down enough that might be feasible.
Mm-hmm.
If we're talking about $5 million to do something like this, I'd say that's out of the question, at least in my opinion.
Right.
Well, like I said, it'd be a question we could put up to the voters.
Certainly.
And see what their opinion is, and that'd be some place to start.
Get some of them done right.
We got to realize too that we're already paying for bonds from years and years ago.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our taxes are in the situation that they're in now.
Yeah.
Even though we're trying to improve that picture.
I think we start to keep up with the infrastructure.
Absolutely,
yeah,
I agree.
We
have a plan
and
we can stick to it.
Reductions in our
what
bond
plan?
Payment.
No, we don't have a plan.
We
did. 2016.
Yeah, that was our plan.
Is that correct, Christy?
It is correct.
Yeah, in 2016 we get some significant reduction in our bond payments.
Okay.
So that might be a better time to think about it.
Okay.
Or at least, you know, as Dave suggested,
that's
is
true.
We could take
absolutely.
That extra that we're saving there and throw it into capital improvements.
It's just a thought. If you wanted to do that, we could pursue it. If not, if you want to think we should table it, we'll go and table it. I'm not going to be here next year, but I'm just putting up a thought for you guys. So it's up to you guys to decide whether you want to.
You'd be here in January and say, why am I
not?
Well, if you want to discuss it further in the Streets Committee, you
well,
know, and see what you could do.
And we'll come back to you next week.
You know, come up with something that's a little more than just an idea. You know, we'll certainly listen to it.
Sounds good.
Yeah, we'll discuss it.
Next on my list.
Just so you know, your concern with specificity, and it would have to be fairly specific in the bond, in the question that goes towards the public. So I think that would address your concern. You can't just throw the number out there and be sort of vague about it. So the public would have to be well informed as to what streets you're talking
because
about.
People will think, oh, my street's going to get paid.
Yeah,
I knew there are five streets that three people on a street committee are thinking.
Yes, the referendum has got to be very specific and give the public a complete understanding of the money's going to be spent on. So that would address your concern. And Christine, I'll certainly look into whether it would be binding or not.
And see, that was brought up before, just so everybody knows that, you know, listen, if we want to put in the bond and do Flower Avenue and Sunrise Terrace over there, it has been suggested that people on the other side of the town will say, well, where's my roads? No,
mm-hmm.
If we don't get roads, they don't get roads. And it goes
exactly.
Now it's on the ballot that people have
that's
the,
why I
the
need
right to vote it down.
Comprehensive
that's the way
they feel. List of the real bad ones.
We'll discuss it and get back to you.
All right. Okay. What else do you have, Mr. Jones?
We got this nice little thing here from Christine, from Leslie
Farik.
Yes, whatever it was. Hi, Leslie.
Well,
this goes right along with that, what we had talked about getting title searches done.
That was the abandoned houses.
On the abandoned houses.
Right, that's correct.
Has this been passed?
Yes.
Yesterday.
Got passed yesterday. It took effect yesterday.
It took effect yesterday, yes.
So now we can have a better avenue of finding out who actually owns these properties?
If they're in foreclosure.
If they're in foreclosure. Imagine there are quite a few in the borough that are in foreclosure.
Right. And Leslie, correct me if I'm wrong, but this will give the borough an opportunity to find the bank.
Yes.
Will leverage to get done what they're supposed to do, or if not, have it...
Exactly. And...
It's a step in the right direction.
Exactly.
We discussed kind of clarifying some of the language in the bill later this week when the statute officially came out. I think when it comes into Westlaw, or...
It should be on Westlaw as of yesterday. So I will get you a final copy of what the statute now says. But essentially what it does is it gives you the ability to penalize and sanction the bank as if it was any other homeowner. You've got to go through just the same hoops with the same notice of violation, but that's essentially, gives it a little more bite, because before you could, you know, issue a violation but there was no penalty. Now there's penalties that can be assessed. So it just gives it a little more teeth.
And we can, when we get a copy of the version on Westlaw, we can clarify who can give summonses to the bank. I'm assuming that'll be our code enforcement officer.
It would be the code, whoever normally is the authority that gives out the notices of violations. It's as if you would be, you know, handing out a notice of violation to any other property owner. It's the same process.
It could be the code enforcement officer, Department of Health.
It just depends on, who normally does that and what you're talking about. And then it's really specific as to how many days notice you need to give them. And there are certain requirements that the bank register with you when there's a foreclosure. So you have that information for service purposes. It's very comprehensive. It walks you through everything that needs to be done. So I'll get you that information.
But if the bank doesn't enter into foreclosure on the property, we're back in the same position.
Yeah. Yep.
The big thing I see is now if I'm a bank, I'm not going to foreclose. Mr. Bashir, you have something you'd like to add to that?
Question. With that new statute, I've got everything that is already been filed for the intent of foreclosure, or just from this day forward?
My understanding is, and it's very new, so I'll make sure tomorrow, but my understanding is it affects properties that are already in foreclosure. So, and that's part and parcel why the new law was changed, because there are so many foreclosures in New Jersey, and they're sitting there vacant, and it's creating a big problem. So it addresses those homes and those private residences that are currently in foreclosure.
Question. Does that apply to businesses, too, that walk away from the businesses?
No. Residential properties only.
Residential. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next, how are we doing with the dam?
CFO and I discussed it, so if council wishes to pursue decommissioning the dam, we can use sewer funds to do that in next year's budget. There are maintenance issues that need to be addressed with the dam this year that Dawson and the DPW road super recently went down and took a look at. Unfortunately, these issues and maintenance requirements are going to take about 3 weeks to do with our full DPW crew. So at this point, we're looking into other avenues of getting the work done, maybe hiring a contractor, and we are getting those prices as we speak.
They're down there working on the bridge now, I guess?
That would be the township is working on their side of the outlet, fixing that part of it.
Yeah. And time clocks?
I will have a proposal from the company in the manager's report next week.
Okay.
Come down. Getting one together.
Mr. Higgins.
Okay. Sorelli. Did we get the money yet?
Sorelli.
Sorelli,
the scrap
metal.
I thought it was
Sorelli
for the
set. All right, Sorelli.
It is Sorelli.
Because there's Sorelli and Sorellis.
Well, unfortunately, the gentleman...
I know you said he died.
Yeah, he passed away, and there... No, that's the short answer.
We don't have any money from him yet.
I don't. it's unfortunate, but the person who had solved the issue passed away. And now they're trying to recreate.
Do we have a dumpster that? Do we have a dumpster from them now?
Yes.
I say we take and scrap that dumpster and then tell them to get their stuff out of there. Scrap the metal in that dumpster.
Yeah, we could scrap it anyway. Right.
That'll be worth a dump order, huh?
Yeah, no. The woman just said that and dumped.
Tell them it is on our property, and if we don't see any movement, that that's what we're going to do. We're going to scrap that dumpster. We get paid, please.
$300 for a dumpster?
Okay.
You want to take their private property? And
yeah, there's a lot of illegal issues there.
Yeah.
Or do you want to take the contents of the dumpster and sell?
No, I want to scrap their dumpster.
Their dumpster.
It's not.
Yeah, that's. That's essentially theft.
And what have they done to us?
That'd be an illegal search and seizure.
The eye for the eye.
You know what? Here's the bottom line.
I know. It's
I would like our law firm to send them a letter and tell them that they have
60 days.
That's it. 7 days, 3 months ago, to get this.
You got
to
give them a reason.
That I can do.
You owe us. Pay the bill.
I was being sarcastic.
Thank you to collect.
I hope everybody knows.
Well, we could include in the letter. Otherwise, we take possession of such dumpster.
No, I don't want to do that. I want to give them an opportunity to pay us.
Okay.
Reasonable
yeah, like
amount of time is 30 days.
How much
yeah.
is it?
More than enough.
What is the amount owed?
We don't even know.
We don't even know because they paid Washington Township, Bergen County.
What was the last?
They paid the wrong Washington.
Right.
For two loads.
Okay.
And what was the amount that we got the last time?
We didn't get
it. We haven't gotten anything.
Yeah, no.
Got
nothing. What was the supposed amount we were supposed to get?
We don't know.
Yeah,
they never.
The person who has solved the issue passed away.
But I thought at least we found out the amount.
No, I don't have the amount. I have nothing.
We paid them $150, I think, off the top, or whatever over $150
right.
is ours. For each, they get the first $150 out of the scrap.
And it's done twice,
and there's a third one down there.
Now we can take what's in there now and scrap it.
They don't want to do that. There's air conditioners and stuff like that.
Look at his one here.
Right.
Okay. Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Oh, yeah. We're going to have a streets meeting on the 21st, 10:30 a.m. Here.
21st? That's a Monday, I assume.
That is a Monday.
We're going to try that again?
As a matter of fact, it's next Monday.
Okay. At what time?
10:30. Here.
Here. Can we talk about South Prospect Street?
I believe we should discuss that in executive session. I don't know what question. Mm-hmm.
Executive item?
Executives.
Executive.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I have for now.
Okay, Mr. Thompson.
One thing. The title search company wants to tell court for itself.
Spoke to him today. He sent me some information over, and I have not reviewed it yet. So.
Okay.
Just got the info today.
Higgins, you had one more?
Yeah. We paid for the parking lot. Dawson, no doubt, went out there and inspected it before we paid
yes,
for it.
Yes, he did. We know it.
Did we get a report from him?
Didn't he provide one to this
no.
governing body?
No.
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 Not yet, at least, anyway.
He provided one to the Streets Committee?
No.
Did you not meet with him out there?
That was it.
I'll get a report.
Matter of fact, it was just me and you.
Yes.
Paul was absent that day.
I was not in attendance.
We needed a report from you.
You're going to give a copy to the whole council, though, right?
I will.
Ms. Connery.
On the rec committee, I went to the meeting, and they stated that the vents are up, but the fire truck could not go out there because it's soft out there, and the truck is sink because it's too heavy, so they cannot get all the nets all the way up in the front on 31 yet. We have to find a better solution to get it up there because the fire trucks are too heavy to go on
but
the
they knew that years ago. It was too heavy to go on the road.
Mm-hmm.
So We need a bucket truck of a different type.
Right, but they did put the netting on the side of the, on the side of the parking, parking lot.
Anything else?
That's it.
Mr. Torres?
Not yet, anybody, I'm not sure.
Okay, Mrs. Kalinda?
All right, we did the budget summary, thank you. I have a request of the manager to write a letter to New Jersey American Water because they replaced the main pipe up all along Sunrise. First of all, they did a crummy job of paving. Person I spoke to said we were going to get 7 foot. I put my tooth, I've got 6.5 foot. I got 1 foot of pavement. That's how much they did. But the reason I want the letter is on a few mornings, they had people out there at 4:15 in the morning, and I have the pictures on my phone. I was this close to calling the police because that's in direct violation of our nuisance ordinance and noise ordinance.
I get it all the time in Boulder Avenue.
It was unbelievable that they'd be out there at 4:15 in the morning during the week.
I heard about 5.
So I want them to notify, they must subcontract with people, like, to remove their equipment, deliver their equipment, whatever it is that they're doing, but they need to be aware that they're not supposed to be starting work till after 7. And I can send you pictures if they want proof.
Tractor Trailer Club down Belle Valley at 4:30 in the morning.
But this is New Jersey American Water. They're working on a project. I'm not,
Yeah, you can't do the work before 7 a.m., I think
it is.
Right.
So.
You can drive the trucks anywhere at any time, but you can't start your work like that before 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, no, they can't. They were like doing, like, taking away the
I think they were loading and unloading equipment.
Yes.
Is what they're doing. They weren't actually working on the road.
Exactly. So I think if they're, like, subcontractors.
You can hear the diesel's running, and sometimes you hear the backup.
Yes, exactly.
As far as I'm concerned, that's still part of work.
Okay. Yeah, it is. So, right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're not traveling anywhere, you're right. Working.
Someone on their project working.
What are you talking about? 7 feet? 6 feet?
Of pavement.
They said that it would be paved 7 feet.
7 feet wide?
7 feet wide.
Well, that's not 7 feet
and
wide.
And it's only like this wide.
Now, are they foot and a half, 2 foot?
And I thought at the end of the project they were going to come through and then...
Do a top coat
of all the work they did. And the street's even worse condition now than...
Maybe they were just putting a top coat down, a temporary...
Yeah, maybe they're
and
not
then
finished.
Let it settle.
Now everything's gone. The Port-a-John's gone.
Oh, really?
Those are done.
That's it. That means they're done. You're right.
Yeah.
Doesn't the engineer have to approve that?
He does. They apply for a street opening permit.
Okay.
Well, put that in the
check with Dawson to see if he approved that.
Anyway, it might have just been an employee talking to me, not the project manager, but anyway, it was very, very disappointing. The senior committee will be gearing up for our second annual senior night out later this summer. And then my last thing is, Christine, we had in one of the council meetings talked about the updates to the street ordinance, and you took the notes. If you could just get the notes to Rob and I so that we could finalize that whole street ordinance so we can so it can be introduced to the council. That's all I had. Thank you.
The only thing I have deals with Paramount Properties. I know the manager sent you probably last week the phone number of Mr. Dunn, the vice president of operations, who has done nothing but blow smoke in places where the sun doesn't shine for us. He has not done a thing that he has been asked to do. He sent me an email Friday, I believe it was, saying he wants to meet with me again. I responded to it. I copied every member of council on it.
Mm-hmm.
Basically telling him that I'm tired of meeting with him and hearing all his promises and having them not be kept.
Mm-hmm.
I also told him that his properties would be very closely watched for anything and that he needs to get off his backside and get this done. I don't want to have any more meetings with him. Any time that you folks feel like calling him and asking him about the progress, I would appreciate it, because maybe the serious squeaky wheel, will get the grease.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Any time that you feel like it. You wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you want to call him, by all means. I called him one Sunday morning at 6 a.m. And that is all I have. That would take us into a motion for an executive session, or what do you call that?
Pending litigation.
Yeah, pending litigation.
So moved.
Break, 10-minute break.
Also, contract negotiation, potential discussion for that as well.
There's a number of executive privileges that'll cover that contract negotiations.
Okay. So we have the motion for after a 10-minute break. Is there a second? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions?